The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yehoshua Grunwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Lakewood, New Jersey, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. This volume has been graciously dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Shimshon Wienstocken family in memory of Nechama Bas Kalief Klein Aleha Shalom. May the Torah studied through this volume be an everlasting zechus for her neshama.
Kitin daf lamid vov. Today's daf discusses the halachas of prosbul. Starts on lamid aleph and continues on lamid beis. I would like to discuss one of the sugyos of prosbul, which stems from our gemara and is a very practical shaila pertaining to prosbul in today's day and age. The Gemara says, Toshima, to Amra Shmuel, look, has been a prosbul el ibi beidina, the sura ibi beidina dinado. The Gemara brings down a member of Shmuel that says he can only write the prosbul either in the bezin of sura or in the bezin of nado. And the Gemara says, his real reference is, he's going beidina. The Gemara interprets that a line later that Shmuel is saying you could only write a prosbul in a bezin like if, that have dayanim like if Ami or if Asi, which are so strong, they are so powerful that they're able to be maskiya mamin, they're able to make a hefke bezin, hefke, take away money from one person and give it to another. But nobody else, no other bezin can write a prosbul. There's a discussion in the Rishonim what this really means. How literal do we take the words of Shmuel that it has to be dayanim like if Ami Nevasi? That's Aleph. And Beis, there's another discussion. If even if it's true that this is what Shmuel is saying, but the question is, do we actually pass like Shmuel or not? The question is, because if you look, if you continue on in the sugyo, later on Adaf Lamed Zayin Amar Aleph, the Gemara says that Rabbanon on the Bay of Ashi, the Talmid HaChamim in the Beis Medrash in the Yeshiva of Rav Ashi, Masi Milay LeAdadi, they would give a prosbul, they would just say the words of prosbul to each other, and with that they performed the prosbul. So, excuse me. They obviously were not going to, they weren't going to Avami Navasi. They weren't going to Bezni Avami Navasi, just the Yungalites of the Yeshiva. They would go and give a prosbul one to the other, and that was sufficient. So seemingly, according to that Gemara, it's unnecessary to have a Bezni that they get like Avami Navasi. So let's see what the Rishonim say, let's discuss what they say and how the Poiskim Paskin. There are basically three schools of the Shitois. There's three Mahalchim in the Rishonim. There is omits completely the memory of Shmuel that says that you have to have a Bezna like a Vami Navasi. He only brings down the Gemara that says that the Yungalites of the Yeshiva Rav Ashi would be sufficient of Dayanim to make a prosbul in front of them. So the Ramban says, obviously, the Rav does not hold of Shmuel. He left out the halach of Shmuel because he holds, not like Shmuel, he holds that you don't have to have a bezin like if Amin and Asi, any bezin can write it, because you see the Gemara later on says that that's what the Talmid HaChamim and the Yeshiva Rav Ashi did. Now, it's going to help the Rosh Lehalacha that you don't have to have such a chash of a bezin. We'll see how chash of you do have to have. We'll see that later. The Baal HaTrumis brings down a Rishon, a Ikam and Dama that says that nowadays, and this is really what Rabbeinu Tam wanted to say, at the end he did not say like that, but Rabbeinu Tam wanted to say, is that, and the Baal HaTrumis brings down some Rishonim actually say like that nowadays it's impossible to write a prose book. Being that according to Shmuel, it's necessary to have a bezin like a Vami Nevasi, so big, you need Doimei HaTorah that are so big like a Vami Nevasi. Today, we don't have anybody that's so big. It just doesn't exist. So therefore, prose book today just doesn't exist. It's impossible to write a prose book today. The third opinion is what Rabbeinu Tam held after he was Chayse. Chayse, and over here, right here, brings down the opinion of Rabbeinu Tam after he was Chayse. And that is that the Bez Nevevami Nevasi is Lav Dafka. He doesn't have, even according to Shmuel that says, if you go to a Bez Nevevami Nevasi, he doesn't mean you have to have people that are as big as Nevevami Nevasi. He was just trying to say a guideline. He was trying to make a Hagdorah that what you need is, you need Dayanim who are so big that they have the power to take money away from litigants. And what type of Dayanim are so big that have such power to take money away? We have in Shulchan Aruch and Simin HaChashmish and Simin Beis that really what it is we need, you could use one out of two. There's one out of two ways how Dayanim are strong enough that they could take money away. That is either the Godel Ador, the biggest in the generation, or if it's a Bezin that was accepted by the Tzibur to be Dayanim for the Tzibur. It's called, in the Lashon of Poskim and Rishonim, Himchu Mirabim Aleihem, that the Rabbim accepted them, accepted this Bezin to adjudicate the Dinei Torah for the community. So again, the second, the one opinion was the opinion of the Balat Shumois in the name of some Rishonim that nowadays you just can't write at all because it's necessary to have a Bezin like Avami Nevasi, and we just don't have such a Bezin nowadays. The other opinion is, and that's what Rabbeinu Tam held before he was Chayzer, but later Rabbeinu Tam was Chayzer, and Rabbeinu Tam said, no, it's not necessary to have the Bezin that's exactly like a Vami Nevasi. It's all we need is a Bezin that's similar to a Vami Nevasi, in the sense that they have to have the power to take money away from litigants, which is either Gadol Ador, each door according to whoever the Gadol of that door is, or a Bezin that was accepted by the community. There is a discussion. So it comes out there's one machlokes, what does it mean to have a Bezin like a Vami Nevasi? Is it literally that they're so big, or just that they have the power to take money away? And then the other discussion is, do we pass him like Shmuel, according to the Ramban in the name of the Ritz, and the Rosh, we just don't pass him like Shmuel, and it's just unnecessary to have a Dayanim that are as big as the Vami Nevasi. There's a discussion in the opinion of the Rambam. The Rambam does pass him like Shmuel, so we have to have Dayanim that are as big as the Vami Nevasi. But the question is, what does he mean? Does he mean that they have to be literally as big? Or do he mean that they just have to be similar to Rav Ami and Avasi in the sense that they have the power to take money away, but really anyone that's a Godel Ador, or that the community accepted them, that they're also big enough that we can write a prosbo in front of them. So those are the three Mahalach and the Rishai. It comes to Shulchan Aruch. Mechaber says the words of the Rambam, but and it is understood by the Meforshim that he means, like we said, in the name of Toysfis, in the name of Rabbeinu Tam, after Rabbeinu Tam was Choyze. This is in Shulchan Aruch, Choshe Mishpot, Simin Samach Zayin, Sif Yud Ches. The Mechaber says, Prozbuwe Nemeshamit. If someone has a Prozbu, then there's no Shemitah Ksavim, even though he has a loan, an outstanding loan, and usually the laws of Shemitah Ksavim would say he can no longer collect the loan, but if he has a prosbo, he could collect the loan. However, the Einoi Nichtav says the Shulchan Aruch, the prosbo could only be written El de Bezin Choshuv. You need a very respectable Bezin Dahainu, what does that mean? That is defined as Shloisha Dikim Bidin, three people that are knowledgeable in Din. Uvinin Prozbo, they know the concepts of Prozbo. The Yoidim in Shmita, they know the concepts of Shmita. The Himchum Rabin Aleim Bo'isah Yir. And the community accepted them in that city that they should be a bed. So the Mechaber is clearly saying that it's unnecessary to have a bezin that's exactly like a Vami Nevasi. There is certain criteria that they have to be accepted, which, as we saw in the sources, the idea over here is that they have to be similar to a Vami Nevasi. Mechaber is saying that we need the Dayanim that are big enough that have the power that they could take money away from litigants, which the Mechaber gave one example, and that is if they were accepted by the community to be Dayanim to adjudicate Dinei Torah on the people in the community. So we see clearly the opinion of the Mechaber is that not like the Ramban and the Rosh, that any Bezin is sufficient. Not like the opinion that nowadays you have to have a Bezin like a Vami Nevasi, and no Bezin is good enough nowadays. Rather like the opinion of the Avinu Tam after he was Choyzer, and like many say, the opinion of the Rambam, that we just need a Bezin that has the power to take money away from litigants. The Mechaber gave one example that the Tzibur accepts then, but it's quite partial looking at the sources that Hu Adin, a Bezin that contains a Godel Ador, is also sufficient. Comes along the Rimah, the Yesh Oimrim, however, there's other opinions. The Koysen Prozbul Bechol Bezin, they can write a Prozbul in any Bezin. It's unnecessary to have Dayonim that have the power to take money away from litigants. It's sufficient to go to any Bezin. Says the Rimah, V'nir Li, and I think the Yesh Lahaka was meant as there, we could be lenient nowadays. What he means is, since nowadays, at least in Chutz La'aretz, Shemitah's Ksavim is only the Rabbanon. So since it's only the Rabbanon, so we, for this the Rabbanon, we can be medical, like those opinions that any Bezin is sufficient. So what comes out is that, according to the Mechaber, we need a Bezin that has the power to take money away. And according to the Ramah, any Bezin is sufficient. And therefore it should follow that Sfaradim should have to go to a Bezin that was either accepted by the community or has a Godel Ador. And Ashkenazim, at least a Chutz La'aretz, could go to any Bezin. And that seems to be the basic hakara of the Paiskim. However, there's a couple discussions that are worth taking into consideration. Number one, there's an opinion of the Mabit. I'll just mention it, which is, we'll see exactly where it will take us. The Shach on the side of the page brings down it is Matzayin to look in the Tshuva of the Mabit. The Mabit writes that even according to the Rosh and Ramban that we mentioned, that they pass like Eva Ashi, like they are born on the day of Ashi, that it's unnecessary to have a Bezin like Eva Ami Nevasi. Any Bezin is sufficient. Nevertheless, which the Ramah follows their opinion, slash Ashkenazim follow that opinion, nevertheless, if there's a more chosh of a Bezin in that city, and someone did not go to that more chosh of a Bezin, then the Prozbul is invalid. A person must pursue the most chosh of a Bezin that's available to him to go to do a Prozbul by. So that would be, if we would follow the opinion of the Mabit, that would add a lot of stringency to the, for even for Ashkenazim. However, not everybody agrees to this, and the Derech HaMunah, Reb Chaim Kanievsky, Sultan Gesund, in his Sefer Derech HaMunah, says that the Minhag HaOlam is not like this. And the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, and the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, and Mavur also, that they hold not like this Mabit. The Kitzur Shulchan Aruch actually does say that even though it's unnecessary to have the most kosher dayanim available, nevertheless, we should make sure that the dayanim are b'nei Torah. They are dayanim that even if they don't have the power to take money away from one litigant and give to another, they should at least be people who have b'nei Torah that understand the concepts of Pearl's Bowl, the concepts of Shemitah, and they should certainly be Talmid HaChamim, people who have tremendous knowledge, a nice amount of knowledge in Torah. And that's the basic halacha for Ashkenazim. There are, and there were through the generations, numerous, even Ashkenazish poskim that were machmir for themselves at least, and they went, even though the law says a person can be makel and go to any bezin, but they for themselves are machmir to fulfill also the opinion of the Mechaber brings down, which is all the Rishonim, that they would go to a bezin that was accepted by the Tzibur or has a Godel Ador. Now this, what we said for Sfaradim is necessary, and for Ashkenazim it could possibly be a chumrah of going to a bezin that has a Godel Ador or accepted by the Tzibur, is actually quite difficult. Today in America, for example, I'm not sure if there's any bezin that we could really consider as being a bezin that was accepted by the Tzibur. I'm unfamiliar with any bezin that we can say really has the power to take money away from one to another because it's a bezin that was accepted by the Tzibur. The only amal you would have, that's in a small town, let's say, go back to Europe days, and there was a small town, and they would have accept the entire Tzibur, they would have seven delegates from the Tzibur, and they would appoint the Rav, and they would appoint a shat, someone to be a chazan for the whole year, and they would appoint people to be dayanim, they would accept them as dayanim for all their momentis, they would sign papers, they would sign shtaris and documents, and they would accept them, and a person, litigants, would not be able to go elsewhere. There was such a messias, there was such a thing as having a bezin that was accepted by the Tzibur. Today in America, at least, at the very least, the Chayyim, it's very difficult to say that there's a bezin that has the power of taking money away because they were accepted by the Tzibur. The way Dinei Torah are made is that the litigants accept these Dayanim to be the Dayanim for this case. But we never have a whole Tzibur accepting Dayanim to adjudicate any matter that they will have. And this, therefore, poses a tremendous problem for Sfaradim. How can they write a proposal? So they can go to the other alternative. They can go to a bezin that has a Godel Ador. But that's also not so simple. You know, so let's see, we'll say there's one, well, say you'll have a bezin of Gdolei Ador, of Gdolei Ador of America, or whichever country it may be. And for those people that Sfaradim or all Ashkenazim who want to be Machmir will go to the bezin of Gdolei Ador. Well, the Gdolei Ador, it might be far away. Easily they could be in another city. They could be, they may not have time for it to sit down and write a proposal for all the Sfaradim that live in America. So there is an Eitzah for Sfaradim, or for those that want to be Machmir. And that is like this. In Shulchan Aruch, it's brought down based on Rishonim, coming from the Gemara. Some Rishonim are of the opinion that there's a way, that there's another way of writing a prosbul. The simple way of writing a prosbul is the malzeh, the one who loans the money, he goes to a bezin, he confronts a bezin, he appears in front of a bezin, and he tells them, I'm giving you over all my chayvos, all my debts in the way of prosbul, and because of that, I'm making a prosbul and I'll be able to collect all my debts after Shemitah. That's the simplest form of a prosbul. However, there's another way. Says the Rishonim, some Rishonim, it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch, and many Poskim, there's a Chuvat Chasam Sofer, there's Mavur, you could do like that. And even Sfaradish Apoikim and Mavur, that Sfaradim could also do like that. And that is like this. A person could go in front of two Edim, or in front of a Bezin, and they'll tell them, I am giving over my debts in the form of a prosbul to the Dayonim of such and such city, such and such place, such and such names. In other words, he doesn't appear in front of the actual Bezin who's being the Bezin for his prosbul. The Dayonim for his prosbul, those Dayonim Chashuvim, that are necessary for prosbul, like we said that they have to be similar to Avami and Avasi, that they have to be, let's say, either they were accepted by the Tzibur or Agadol Ador, ones that have the power to take money away, the person doesn't have to actually appear in front of them. He'll go in front of any Edim, Ksheirim, or Dayonim, Ksheirim, and he'll give over and tell them, he'll inform Edim or Dayonim that, behold, I am giving over my debts to such and such Bezin, to Bezin XYZ. And that is sufficient to be a prosbul. And then those Edim or Dayonim that he appeared in front of will write down in a shtar that Pliny ben Pliny, Reuven ben Shimon appeared in front of us. He said, he told us that he is giving over his debts to that far and distant Bezin of XYZ, of Rabbi Kayan, Rabbi Kreis, whatever the name is, Rabbi Pliny, Rabbi Pliny, and Rabbi Pliny, and the Edim, who this Reuven ben Shimon appeared in front of, or the Dayanim, who this Reuven ben Shimon appeared in front of, will sign, and that will be another form of prosbul, and that will satisfy these Rishonim, and that will be sufficient for Sfaradim, and like this, Sfaradim have a way of making a prosbul. Now, there are some Rishonim that say a prosbul has to be done by appearing in front of the actual Bezin, and disagree with this form of prosbul, even though it's mavur and many poskim, one can rely on the aforementioned way of just going in front of Edim or Dayanim and giving over this, just informing the Edim that he's appearing in front of, that he's giving it over to a distant one. So even though it's sufficient, according to many poskim, there's others that disagree. So the Yashiv actually has a mahalat like this. And God of the Chaim, the Moshe Shemek also says a person could do like this. He can make a condition. He can appear in front of three Dayanim that are a regular Bezin. They're not a Bezin that has the power to take money away. And I'll say like this. If it's necessary to make a prosbul in front of Dayanim that have the power to take money away, so then I'm telling you, Dayanim, that I am giving over a prosbul to those far and distant Dayanim. However, if it's necessary to appear in front of the actual Dayanim, so then if so, what I did by informing you that I'm giving to the foreign Bezin is insufficient, then I'm giving over to you three that I'm appearing in front of, and I'm making a prosbul by that I'm telling you that I'm giving you my chayvus, my debt. And with this, a person is satisfying, likely he is satisfying the opinions that it has to be like the Bezin or Rami Avasi, which have the power to be Moshe Mamin. And even if not, at least he has other opinions that he appeared in front of a regular Bezin, and then he has the opinion of the Ramban and the Rosh. And like this, a person fulfilled many, many ways, and it would be good, such a mahalach would be good, would be a chumrah for Ashkenazim, and would be certainly sufficient for Sephardim.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org. The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Chabad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center.
We have over here the sugyas of prosbul, a proper understanding of the takon of prosbul, mechayev, a proper understanding of the different gedorim, of the dinim of Shemitah's Ksofim, Even the Dovah Vitim HaTayvah would have been the place to do these shiurim a half a year ago, when the mitzvah of Shemitah's Ksofen was there before, but at least we have the Dovah Vitim HaTayvah of learning the sugis now. Some of the inyonim that were discussed, some of the listeners might have heard a while ago when the making of a prusbul was in Yonah Diyomu before Rosh Hashanah of last year. So we're going to go into the basics of Shemitah's Ksofen, of what are the Gedorim, of the mitzvah of not collecting chayvis that are come due on the end of Shemitah. The end of Shemitah, even though there's a Shita maybe that there's something in the beginning of Shemitah, we'll get to that. Yitz Hashem, the Shita, the Rosh. The basic Chakira that's discussed in the Poiskim, the negation of Shemitah's Ksofen, is whether the Torah was mafkia b'choiv. That means Reuven owed Shimon $100. B'choiv is due the end of Shemitah. One way of looking at Shemitah's Ksofen is that the Torah rendered that choiv null and void. The Torah was mafkia, what's called afkaita de malko, a hafko of the melech on the choiv. The Reuven Shalom was mafkia the choivis that are owed from one year to another to end the Shemitah. There is no choiv. Now, if there's a mitzvah in the Torah of Shemitah's Ksofen, or there's a lav of collecting that choiv, this would seem to say that it's not just that the choiv doesn't exist. If Reuven was Meichel a choiv to Shimon last year, and now he decides to be to backtrack, and he goes to collect from him the choiv, if he collects the choiv, he's even on a lav of collecting the choiv that was Nimchal, he's ever on Gezel. If Shimon doesn't owe Reuven $100, what's been what the historical reality was. The point of the matter is that Reuven previously was a chayv, that chayv no longer exists. If Reuven collects a chayv that doesn't exist from Shimon, he's a gazlan. So why wouldn't we say that Shemitah's Ksofen is not more than a reality of there not being a chayv? Once there's no chayv, maybe Reuven's not allowed to collect. So we could theoretically say, as far as a mitzvah in the count of Tayag, there are many mitzvahs which are only halakhic realities. The Rambam very often counts halakhic realities as mitzvahs, but it's more than that, because the Rishonim, when they talk about the mitzvahs to collect, the issue to do a maisa gvir, the issue is not a maisa gvir, the issue is that there's a gezel. So this would seem to imply that the choiv is not totally not there. The choiv, so to speak, is there, that if he collects, it's not a posh to gezel, there's a love of collecting a choiv. The way the Yireim seems to imply in Mitzvah Kufay and Dal, the Yireim is one of the many mitzvahs, is that there's a mitzvah to be Meshamet D'choiv. The mitzvah to be Meshamet D'choiv, the end of Shmiz, is not that the choiv is not there, there's a mitzvah for the Bal Choiv himself to waive the claim, for him to be Meichel D'choiv. That's already a mitzvah. What the issue would be, again, is the same question, but that's already, we can understand, that's a mitzvah to be Meshamet D'choiv. The Mishnah is talking about, the Mishnah is in the 10th parish, he's talking about the Malva saying to the Levin Mishamatani. Now, theoretically, we could say that maybe the Choyv exists, and the Choyv is totally there. There's no Isser even to collect the Choyv. The Isser, or we'll say it differently, the Isser would be on doing a Maisa Tvir. The same way Shmita's Kaka is, that there's an Isser to do an act of Malacha's Kaka during the year of Shvi'ah. At the end of the year of Shvi'ah, the Isser would be to do a Maisa Tvir. We could say that. The problem would be that if nothing was actually done to the Choyv, what would stop him collecting it in the Choyv in the 8th year? So he doesn't collect the end of the 70, he'll collect in the 8th year. If we don't say that something happened to the Choyv, and we say that that Choyv was waived, and now it's a Choyv that has no Schus Tvir. If we don't say that, so then we say that there's only an Isser to do a Maisa Tvir at the end of the 7th year, but there's certainly no Isser of Shemitah's Ksofen in the 9th year, in the 10th year, in the 11th year. So what would we say then? There's an Isser on collecting. So obviously something happened to the Choyv. On the one hand, something happened to the Choyv. On the other hand, it can't be the Choyv. It can't be that the Choyv is totally waived, because in that case it would be a simple Gezel. So what exactly the fine line is, how to define what happens to the Choyv, that we still have to get to. An interesting Shita is the Balamor, who in the Sugis, the Balamor has a Gemara, where the Nidin, the Mishnah is saying, discussed in our Sugya, that even after Shemitah's Ksofen, the Malva says Mishamatani, the Leiva is supposed to say Afal Pikant. The Leiva is supposed to want to pay the money, Lifnim Mishur Sadin. So there's a case in the Gemara. Abba Bar Marta didn't want to be misnayim lifting the shvus tadin. He didn't want to pay the chayv after shvus. The chayv was not there. He didn't want to pay the chayv. So the question is, did he do kalocha? Did he not do kalocha? The Bala Marit seems to imply something interesting. He says that Shmita's Sof Deiraisa, which is in the Times of Shnei, again, a proper discussion of whether Shmita's Kaka and Shmita's Sof Bizman Azez Deiraisa is not within the confines of this year. But we'll just say that when there is Shmita's Sof Deiraisa, when there is Shmita Deiraisa, then Shmita's Ksofen is deraisa, this is the opinion of many Rishonim. Says the Balamor, over there the Torah was maskir, there is no choif. But where Shmita's Ksofen is only derabonon, where it's only bizman azeh, zeicher to Shmita, there the chiyuv is for the Bal choif to waive the claim, but not that the claim is waived by itself. If we want, this is just speculation, we could maybe say that the Balamor is telling us a deeper insight to the lomdus of Shmita deraisa and Shmita derabon. It could very well be that Shmita deraisa means that the existential character of the choiv is no longer. It's not a choiv which is nitn l'gvir. The same way if we talk about Shmita's karka, it's possible that Shmita's karka is not just an iser for a yid to do a maisa malach on Shmita, but the din in the land itself, the land has kedusha which does not allow it to be worked. What's the point? It sounds like semantics, but the ritual at the beginning of Moed Katan, the Chassidim passing this way, Alocha, very important fact, Alocha, is that Shmita, whereas Shabbos, Melecha Shabbos, is only also when it's done by Yid, Amir Lakum is only Dirabon, because there's no Maisa Melecha, it's the Maisa of a Goy. Says the ritual, the Chassidim, that if a Yid is Mitzava a Goy, Amir Lakum, to do Melecha, to plant water, plow, etc., the land on Shemitah, there's an Issa Deiraisa, tremendous Chumrah, which factors into this Manazen, not allowing the land in Eretz Yisrael to be worked by Arabs, because of an Issa Deiraisa. Why would there be an Issa Deiraisa? Because there's no Maisa Malacha being performed by Yid, because the essential Issa, Malacha Shviz, is an Issa on the land to be worked. If Yid is Mitzav HaGoy, Lamaisa is causing the land to be violated. The issue is not so much the maisa per se, but the maisa that's done in the land. The issue comes from the land. So, in a similar way, we can say that bizman hazeh, the land itself doesn't have the kedusha, which is mechayiv, kedusha shviz, but Chazal instituted on every member of Klal Yisrael to keep, so to speak, the mitzvah of Shmita's karka, to practice Shemitah, even though the land itself is not Shemitahable, doesn't have the full Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael, which would be Mechayev Shemitah V'Yeva. So too, we can say that Shemitah itself is, that even though the Choyv itself does not become bottled, the Kedusha of Shemit is not full Bezman HaZeh, that should be Mafkir the Choyv by itself. The Chiyu is now a Gavra on us, for us to waive claims to Choyv. It's a Chiyu on the Maisa of saying Meshametani. That's somewhat of a pshara with the Uraim. This is just a theory on what the Balamor Shit is. In the Etzim Din of Mishamitani, again, the Mishamitani sounds according to the Uraim, that's a mitzvah, according to the other Rishayim that hold that there's Afkai to the Malka. So the Mishamitani seems to be limits for Baalma, doesn't seem to be the essential what Shemitah is. What's interesting is, the Achrayim ask an interesting kasha, where do we find that there's ever a mitzvah of momon to do something? Mitzvahs of Yom Tovim, of Lulav, putting on tefillin, putting up a mezuzah, are all mitzvahs to do something. Momon is always, the mitzvah is that the person who's owed the money, or the person who has the schus in the money, should get it. The dinim of, all the dinim of dinim momonis are not a mitzvah to do something. There's no mitzvah to be oisik in a certain activity mitzvah dinim momonis. Where do we find that there should be a mitzvah moment for me to do something to be meichel him a choyv? The only case that I could think of, which is a mitzvah moment, which is mechayv, not that there's a choyv in place where my money is owed to somebody else and that's why I pay, just because what's his is his, but there's a mitzvah on me to give away something. The only case that I could think of is the institution of Chazal, a mitzvah kan divi hanes. Person before he dies orders some of his money to be given to Pliny Tamani. His children, that's when the money is theirs. but his children are mechuyev to give a bequest from his nechosim. It's not that they're mechuyev to give away that which was given in the lifetime of the father to somebody else. It wasn't given. The mitzvah l'kayim din ha'emet, it's the father's wish. It was expressed before he died. The children are mechuyev to keep that, to give away momoin, and that's the momoin. Mitzvah l'kayim din ha'emet is only by momoin, not by any moral or religious obligation. It's only giving away money. But the passage is that it's a din in mitzvah's moment. There's a din to give away the money of the father. That would be an example of mitzvah's hamomoin, which is a mitzvah to do something. Nachzor l'didan. In the din of the Mishnah that we quoted, the Mishnah Perek Yud D'Shvi'is, that says that the malva, the lover should go over to the malva and say, I'm paying you the chayv. The malva has mechuyev to say mishamatani. The loiva is supposed to say afal pikein. The Gemara says in Daf Lam Zayin on the base. The Gemara quotes Rav, Rabbo. Omer Rabbo. He can hang him up. What does that mean? Rashi says that the Gemara is explaining that the Malva could force, so to speak, could take the loiva, hang him up on a tree, twist his arm, until he's willing to pay. The Rosh says, if that's the case, there's no Teir Shvi'is. If every Malva has a right, see, you're not allowed to collect the coin, but you're allowed to go over to him, you're allowed to twist his arm until he's screaming in pain, and tell him you better pay me up. So what did you just say? You said you're allowed to collect the coin. So he says something else. He says that Tola, Tolilei, means Vitoli Einav Boi V'Yitzafi. He's allowed to express wanting. He's allowed to give the loiva a guilty conscience. The loiva can't be forced to pay the chayv. The chayv is already mushma. But the malva is allowed to be Tola Einav Boi V'Yitzafi. The Rambam says differently. The Rambam says Yisavim Dvorim Ito. He's allowed to try to convince him. He says, you know, I gave you my money, the two labels I gave you when you needed 5 years ago. I gave you a startup loan of $10,000. Happy to not pay. He could verbally pressure him. The Ravid says no. The Ravid is not saying pay you. The Ravid says that's also put any pressure. He can maybe say something to him. Maybe look at him, he could wait with anticipation, but the pressure and verbally would be also, that would be called an act of collecting a chayv. What might be worth being moisif is the way the Ravid says that it's also to pressure him. The Lord is not allowed to pressure the malva to pay. So what basically what he's saying is, you're not allowed to pay. So what's this chadash in this din? All the din is not allowed to be. So what's he allowed to do? He's allowed to stand there. He's allowed to learn Musa out loud to try to convince him that his moral obligation is to pay. He's not allowed to be. That's all. What else is the Mitzvah Shemitah? So the Tzitzvit has a little piece of commentary. Tzitzvit says that after the Mishamatani, the Malva says to the Lord of Mishamatani, after he says Mishamatani, he could collect. He could pressure him to give him the money. So what's the difference between Mishamatani? Are you allowed to pressure? Are you allowed to collect? Are you not allowed to collect? What's the chiyuv of the malva? Is there an issue on him not to collect, not to demand, not to ask for, not to pressure? The chayv together as one would seem to be that when there's a chayv existing, if I go over to the loiva, the malva goes over to the loiva and pesters him, pressures him to pay, he's pressuring him on a chayv that exists. That's a problem. Once the loiv was put, he said Mishamatani, the chat is that the malva was already mafkir the choyv. There's no choyv. Now the malva is pressing the loiva to pay. He's giving him a moral obligation. He's pressing him on a similar concept. The Gemara in Neksubu Das Tevon wants to know, what is the chiv of Yorshim to... What's the chiv of a person to pay by choyv? To pay choyvis? Why would his Yorshim be mechuyev to pay his choyvis? So one chat the Gemara says is, there's a choyv existing, so there's a chiv of the chasim. The malva has a schus to collect from the loiva's estate. Not a moral obligation. He has a schus moment in the loiva's affairs. One chavik, says that no. Mitzvah lefreya choyv. A person mechuyev. Priyas b'choyv mitzvah. A person mechuyev is a moral obligation. You borrowed. You said you're going to pay. You have to pay. It's not per se a shibun nechot. Even though it might also be true. That's not what the essential mitzvah is. The Gemara says, that the Nachmanim is Megabe Yoshim. Yoshim, the Shibu that exists between the Malvin and the Leiv exists on the Nechonzim also. But to say they have the moral obligation to the fathers is definitely not true. That's the Gemara over there. So over here also, if there is an existing Choyv, so we understand when there's an existing Choyv, asking the Leiv for money is, so to speak, pressing a claim of a Mamoni Gabor. That's the Torah says, you mukhif to say Mishamdan, and you mukhif to get rid of a relation between the Malva and the Leiva, where the Leiva is mukhif, where the Malva has a schuz guvainer in the Leiva's estate. That no longer exists. He said Mishamdan, and that state is no longer. Therefore, now when the Malva pesters the Leiva to pay, he's collecting a chayv. Collecting a chayv means I have money by him, I'm taking back that which is mine. It's not yours. Mishamadan, you already mishamad, you mechuyfim mishamad, you don't have a schus by yenim. But, if you pass him to pay, because that's morally his right, that's why I brought in the sugi and ksubis pay, because even without a schus in yenim's nechosim, but I'll compare what there is there's a moral obligation on the loyva to pay, so he also, the malva could press the loyva, you should know that if you don't pay, you're not melech habris, you took money from me. I lent, I extended myself, I paid that, but you're not paying me back, and he could pressure me, he could pester him, and so on. Because that's not a tfiyas choyv. Tfiyas choyv is when there's mamoni gabor. This would seem to be the oimik of what's going on in the Indian of Mishamitani, and pressuring him to pay. Another question, in the same vein we could ask ourselves, is that if the Rishonim say that Shmita's Ksopim is an Afkata de Malka, the Chayv is no longer, so what Shaykh for him, according to Rashi, he hangs him up on a tree to force him to pay. What Shaykh? There's no Chayv. So could we get the same thing? If there's no more money Gabal, so he could pressure him to keep a moral obligation, but can he collect the Chayv which is coming to him? Is it Mamoni Gabal? No. The Rashi says practically, what's the difference? You're going to take a guy, you're going to hang him up on the nearest tree and twist his arm until he cries uncle and he pays the money. So what's the difference? The Torah didn't gain anything. The Rebbeinu didn't gain anything by saying don't collect the chayv. So you won't collect the chayv. You'll collect, you'll pressure him into paying a moral obligation. The chayv suggests something else which is the hardest to understand. The Bach, the Knesset, the Chassam Sefer, they say that if the Loiv is not here, the Malva goes after him, the Malva grabs the Loiv as he's coming out of his house, shoves him against the wall, twists his arm, and makes him pay. That's Negisa, that is an Issa Tvia. Mashaykin is the Loiv came to the Malva, and the Malva said, Mishamadani, the Loiv said, Avapikin, and now he wants out. He decided a minute later, he said, Avapikin, he's in a generous mood, and then 30 seconds later, he hears the stock market crash, he walks away. Then the Malva can force him. What's the get out of him? He came, he didn't come, he volunteered, he was here, he wasn't here. Not clear exactly what the Nakud is. More clear the Nakud is what we said before from the Tzvi. That after the Mishamatani, being that there's no more money, Gabor, via the pressuring of the life, it's pressuring to keep a moral obligation. It's not pressure in the sense of collecting money from him. That's only when the Yeshiva book. And we have that. We don't have a shaman. That would be the two darkest that we discussed.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.